Rashi al Torah, Parashat Vayeshev, Aliyat Rishon. In the beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah tells us, Vayave Yosef et dibatam ra'a el avihem, talks about Yosef HaSadik, that he would bring evil reports about his brothers to his father. He would discuss certain things about them. The Radak tells us that this is talking about the bad things that his brothers thought about him. He would tell his father that they hated him, that they didn't treat him nicely, that they weren't really good brothers. Rashi goes in a different direction. He brings down a famous midrash where Rashi says, Kol ra'a shehaya ro'e be'ehav b'nei le'ah Haya Magid Le'aviv. Any evil thing that Yosef would see amongst his brothers from the children of Le'ah, he would tell to his father, Shayu Ochlim Evi Minahai, Umzalzelin Bibna Shvahot, Likrotan Avadim, Vehashudim Al Ha'alayot. He says, the three things that he would suspect them of were number one, Evid Minahai, eating a part of an animal before it was killed, and they would call the children of the Shefachot, Bilha and Zilpa, they would call them Avadim, they would call them slaves, they would degrade and bring them down, and also that they were Hashudim al Ha'alayot, that they were suspected of engaging in promiscuous relationships. The Rashi continues and talks about that for all three of these suspicion that Yosef had, he was punished, midah keneged midah. Not going to go into that piece right now, but I do want to focus on one of the three things that he suspected them of, which is eved minahai, that they would take a limb of an animal before it was dead, and they would consume it, violation of one of the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. What do we do with this? Yosef HaSadik wasn't a liar. He wasn't somebody who came up with things that were wrong. But at the same time, we don't want to say that these brothers, Shifteya, eventually the members of the Shevatim who created the Jewish people, we don't want to say that they were sinners, that they were Hatta'im. So how do we make sense of all of this? How do we resolve? What did Yosef really claim happened? Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, the Re'em, says that really there's a halachic argument going on here between Yosef and the brothers, that there's a de'ah in the Gemara, an understanding that, let's say there's shehita happens, slaughter of an animal happens, but the animal is still living, it's still moving around on the floor. What's the status of that animal? It could be, brings up Hachamim, that even though it would be a problem for Bnei Noach to consume, because everything about them, every minahai, is that the animal has to be dead, it's possible that for Bnei Israel, for the Jewish people, that animal would be okay, because shehita is matir. The fact that slaughter happened allows that animal to be consumed now, and that's sort of the argument that Yosef was having with his brothers. Yosef was saying, you guys are eating problematic food. It's still moving around. You have to wait till it's fully dead. Well, the brothers would say, no, the shehita is matir. The fact is, we slaughtered it. It's still moving around, but we slaughtered it, therefore, it's okay to eat. The Maharal goes in a little bit of a different direction. The Maharal says, maybe they did have Evin Minahai amongst them, but they weren't consuming it themselves. They were giving it to their avadim. The slaves were the ones eating the Evin Minahai, but the brothers, of course, follow the halakha and were not eating the Evin Minahai. Yosef, though, Yosef was Mahmir. Yosef was Yosef HaSadik, the righteous, the one who never made a mistake, the one who never did things in the wrong way. Yosef, the perfectionist. So when it came to Evin Minahai, not only did he not eat Evin Minahai, but he didn't even let his avadim eat it either. And that's really what was going on over here. Sometimes people who are very mahmir, sometimes people who are on that level of sitkut, they take something that's small, take something that's actually permissible, and they turn it into a big deal. And that's why Yosef HaSadik was punished for all this. We can't take our humrot, we can't take things that we do in a certain way and make that the baseline for what's allowed and not allowed, and throw our expectations on other people. That's the lesson of this Rashi. We may have certain ways, but we have to respect that other people as well may have a different way. They may have a more lenient way about going about things, and shiv'im panim la-Torah, that's acceptable, and all is well, and we shouldn't judge them, we shouldn't go talk about them, and that's really what Rashi means. When he says, Kol ra'a shehaya ro'e be'ehav, all of the bid that he saw within his brothers, in reality, it's his own perception on what was wrong. But it wasn't an objectively wrong thing that they were doing. And that's how the Maharal understands this Rashi. We need to make sure that we respect other ways, other approaches to Torah, somebody else, as long as it's within the confines of tradition and Mesorah and how things are supposed to be. We have to be respectful and understanding of Shivim Panim, of different paths, different ways for people to connect to Hashem. Don't take our chumrot, don't take things that we have in a very strict way and place them as things that other people have to do as well. We have to be respectful of their approach, and that's how the Maharal finishes off. He says, but of course, Has v'shalom, that the brother sins is mikol makom hem lo hatu klal has v'shalom be'inyan zeh. Of course, the brothers did not violate the problem of Eved Minahai.